Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. This is Techonomics, and I'm Jason Middleton. As more and more states legalize medical and recreational marijuana, the usage of cannabinoid oil is only going to go up. CBD oil, miracle cure-all elixir, or 21st century marketing machine for a new snake oil. Likely, it's mostly the former, but there is a skeptical skosh of caution around CBD oil usage as well.
Laboratory testing is not mandated, even in the states that regulate the cultivation of hemp, and it should be mandated because there are, you know, people are finding exorbitant amounts of pesticides in products. They're finding heavy metals like lead.
That's Dr. Rachna Patel, and she has written the book, The CBD Oil Solution. She has all the facts about the pain-relieving effects of CBD. She's a leading practitioner in the field of medical cannabis. Dr. Patel offers trusted advice for maximizing the benefits of CBD to treat symptoms and improve quality of life, from anxiety to anti-inflammation. There seems to be an application for CBD oil for almost everything. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it's Rachna Patel. I'm a medical cannabis expert. I'm a physician.
What is your background in CBD oil? And let's talk about the demand for the book.
So my background is in the area of medical cannabis. I've been treating patients since back in 2012. The book came, you know, as a result of, you know, this need and want for information on CBD oil. You could certainly Google it, but you're not going to find the information that Dr. Google gives is a lot different than an experienced and knowledgeable physician gives.
Well, Dr. Patel, I'm glad I have you on the line then. And I read somewhere that one in five CBD products can contain THC. What's the quality control like right now with CBD oil?
It's frustrating. That's what I tell you from a physician's perspective. It's not a regulated industry, and laboratory testing is not mandated, even in the states that regulate the cultivation of hemp. And it should be mandated because there are, you know, people are finding exorbitant amounts of pesticides in products. Mm. They're finding heavy metals like lead, the residual solvents that are being used, especially in like pure or isolate CBD oils. Mm. They could be in toxic levels. So there is definitely a need for more regulation.
What would you suggest as a quote unquote safe amount of CBD oil? And any other tips, honestly, about you know, getting the weed away from the chaff, if you will?
Yeah, so you know, in terms of safe amounts, it really varies from person to person. Some people can tolerate more, some people can tolerate less. So here's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a general idea of how it works. So first of all, there's different strengths of CBD oil, right? It can range anywhere from, on average, 250 milligrams in a one-ounce bottle up to 1,000 milligrams in a one-ounce bottle. Then the next thing you have is dosing. And dosing, again, can vary highly. Just to give you an example, I had two patients who both struggled with insomnia. They were otherwise healthy, okay? No other medical issues. Okay. They used the exact same CBD product. One patient needed 2.5 milligrams of CBD to sleep better, while the other patient needed 50 milligrams of CBD to sleep better, okay? And it's the same with frequency of use. So CBD gets stored in the fat cells in your body. So you don't need it every day necessarily, okay? And a lot of it depends on some of us, as we know, hold on to fat better than others. And so if you're someone who holds on to fat better, well, then it's to your advantage because in all likelihood, you're not going to have to use the CBD oil as often because you're going to hold on to those stores. So a lot of different factors that come into play when it comes to using the CBD oil.
That answer is very interesting and intriguing and also a bit frustrating for potential users who could benefit from CBD oil. Where do you suggest, other than this book, which has a fantastic, the whole front of the book is just so much data. It's marvelous. And really, I picked up a lot. And I've been studying this for a little bit, too. But where would you suggest someone go to try to help find a dosage or a frequency or some kind of prescription or treatment schedule?
You know, I would say this is I'm biased, but a physician, we are experts when it comes to dosing any medication. You can certainly DIY it, and I give you some basic guidelines in the book, but really if you want to get it down to the nitty-gritty, to the exact number of milligrams that you should be using and how often you should be using it, then your best resource for that is a physician, because that's really ultimately what we're trained in doing, if you think about it.
But I'm thinking that my GP – let's say, has a generational issue with the use of CBD. How would you approach that? I mean, if I go to my doctor who's a septuagenarian and he's like, I'm not giving you pot to deal with. I mean, that's a societal, that's a social thing. How do you help with that?
Okay, so this is tricky, right? Because you're right. It's almost generational because you do have the old school docs who are like, don't even bring up the word CBD in my office.
Right.
Then you have the physicians who are kind of neutral, where they're like, you know, what you do on your own time, none of my business. And then you have the physicians who are in favor of it, but they're like, you know, I can't advocate for your use because I work for a system that doesn't allow for it. And that's where physicians like myself who just specialize in this field, you know, in this budding field, no pun intended, of what's called cannabinoid medicine. We specialize in the areas of, you know, medical cannabis, as CBD oil. There aren't too many of us out there, right? But the few of us that are out there, as you can imagine, probably have a lot of experience because we're seeing a lot of patients.
Okay, I have 3 minutes left. I have to ask a quick question about anxiety and depression. I see a lot of anecdotal evidence that CBD oil is used for that. Do you find that that is the efficacy of CBD oil applied to anxiety is high, or is it a placebo effect, or maybe a mix of both?
It's very high efficacy, okay? And there's science behind it to back it up.
Okay.
What we found is that CBD impacts the serotonin pathway, okay? And what's often prescribed for anxiety? SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, okay? So again, these are medications that impact the serotonin pathway as well. But they're much more effective, and also the CBD doesn't cause as many side effects as the SSRIs. With the depression, though, I would say that the CBD is not as effective.
Okay.
Because CBD, again, impacts the serotonin pathway, not the dopamine pathway. And with mood, what's really more impactful is something that affects dopamine levels. So that's what I would say about anxiety and depression.
Okay, great. And now let's go to the fun stuff. These beautiful pictures and wonderful recipes towards the rear of the book, it's just marvelous. I am fascinated with golden milk. Let's just tease out golden milk. It says here that to bring relief at any time of the day, what type of relief would you get from the turmeric in and other, of course, CBD oil in golden milk?
Oh, okay. So overall, turmeric is known to have anti-inflammatory properties, but so is CBD, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have inflammatory conditions, right, autoimmune conditions, for instance, such as Crohn's disease, such as psoriasis, such as rheumatoid arthritis, then that's what, you know, the combination of the turmeric and the CBD would be impactful for, is inflammation.
Okay, well, that's going to be added to my weekend this weekend. Let's talk about tummy tea as well, because I'm trying to find things that people can use maybe at work or maybe from a home office that can, like, help them get through the day. And tummy tea seems to be one of those.
Yeah, so with tummy tea, CBD is an antispasmodic, right? So it helps to relax your muscles. So anybody who has conditions where you tend to get abdominal spasms, that's effective for that, because the CBD, when you drink it, it's in direct contact with your intestines, and it'll help to relax the muscles there.
Dr. Patel, this has been my pleasure. This is a fabulous book. I can't wait to get this to air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you for your time. I hope we can speak again soon. That was Dr. Rachna Patel, and her new book is The CBD Oil Solution. The book is highly useful and accessible. In the front half of the book, CBD is broken down into its uses, possible risks, recommended doses, etc. But as Dr. Patel just said, do use CBD under a doctor's care. The back half of the book, CBD Oil Solution, is chock full of recipes. Recipes like tummy tea and golden milk and so much more. And the photos are to die for. For links to the CBD Oil Solution, check the show notes for this week. They are in the podcast or they live online at KGORadio.com. Our thanks to Dr. Patel and to you for listening. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. I'm also at KGO Jason on the Twitters, by the way. This has been Techonomics, and have great weeks, everybody.